Well, hello, call center team. This is David Litt, and I'm excited to talk to you about the upcoming changes, upgrades for our compensation plan, and we're looking at instituting this on or around May 1st. We actually have a few simple weekly changes we're going to be making that I believe will start the week of April 27th, and then our monthly changes will start for May. So let me start with the strategy, why we're doing this, and what we hope to accomplish, and then we'll talk about the details. The first thing we wanted to do was we needed to add some new ranks, and we've got Ian Farrar, who's already a Black Diamond, the Agata Power team that should make Black Diamond this month, and we have lots of more serious network marketers looking at our company and looking at our program, and you know, our ranks really don't go high enough to attract major leaders who are used to putting in hundreds of thousands of points a month. Our top rank only has 75,000 points of group volume. So we added six ranks. We added a new rank above Black Diamond called Red Diamond, and then we all added five crown ranks. And some of the new bells and whistles that we added for those ranks, really the biggest payout is going to be on deeper matching bonuses. So as you enroll lots of people, and they enroll lots of people, and they enroll lots of people, you know, our top leaders really like the idea of having deeper matching bonuses. We'll talk a little bit more about that. The second big strategic thing was spreading out the consultant creator pool. So right now, the way the consultant creator pool works is it benefits one person, the person who has a consultant in their business for the first time. But using a simple example, if you were trying to get to consultant and I'm trying to help you get to consultant, there's a big benefit for me for you to go from 800 points to 1,000 points so you become a consultant, but there's no benefit for you. And so we're seeing that over and over and over again, that people are not driving to get to consultant ranks. Their upline is pushing and pulling and dragging them. And then we really have no major incentive to get to director or to get to executive. And so what we've done is spread out the consultant creator pool and created achievement bonuses for consultant, director, and executive, as well as matching bonuses. The other thing about the consultant creator pool is that it creates some unpredictability. Some months the consultant creator pool is $100-something, and other times it's $400-something. So by having real dollar payouts, especially on the front end, is very attractive to the field because it takes a little while to learn the compensation plan, but by having the real dollar amounts, people can focus on, I just need to get the consultant, or I just need to get to director, or I just need to help somebody get to director, and they can see the real dollars, and then as the percentages start to build up, the residuals start to build up on the back end, they can learn the compensation plan more completely. So we think that's going to be a big, big improvement and something that's going to create predictability as far as building a business. Another unpredictable part of our compensation plan was the recruiter's pool. So we love the idea of the recruiter's pool paying weekly, but we've done a couple of promotions in the past we called Gold Rush promotions, and we felt like this concept could help to create more predictability and stability on the front end of the plan as well. So right now, if a person enrolls a new member with a gold pack, there's 300 points. If it's done with a gift card, then the gift card reduces the BV by 40 points, so that lowers it from 300 points to 260. That means that the person who enrolled the gold is going to get 25% of that BV, which means they'll make 75 if they don't use a gift card. They make 65 if they do use a gift card. So that in and of itself is a little confusing. And then with the recruiter's pool, sometimes paying $50 or $70 or $100 and sometimes paying $200 or $250, again, it's very, very unpredictable to tell somebody if you enroll two people or if you enroll three people, here's what's going to happen. So you see in the lower left of the spreadsheet, we have this May through August promotion, and it's a promotion I would hope we'll be able to continue, but we put it in as a promotion so that that way we can pull it back if we don't have, if we can't afford to continue to pay it out. But we think we can, and the way that that's going to work is that if you enroll one new gold pack in a week, you make $100. That's it, period, end of story. Doesn't matter how many people or how few people enroll gold packs as well. You make $100 every gold pack. Now, if you enroll two in a week, you make $250, which means that second goal pack is an extra $150. If you enroll three goal packs in a week, you make $400. That means that that third goal pack is also $150. And then every goal pack beyond that in that calendar week is going to be $200 each. So we believe this is really going to set our recruiters on fire because they're going to know exactly what they need to do. And once they enroll one or two, they're definitely going to want to enroll three or four for the week. And we've done a promotion like this. It was very successful. So we're removing the recruiters pool. We're removing the consultant creator pool. We're adding in these more predictable real dollar bonuses. The last thing we're going to do is recognition trips. And so we looked at adding some other things into the compensation plan, but Dave asked the question, and it was a good one, which was, you know, hey, we're doing some manufacturing tours, and we're doing some retreats, and we're doing some of these things, and they're a little bit informal, and we're doing some recognition when people get to Blue Diamond or Black Diamond, but it's all kind of informal. Can we formalize our recognition trip program so that people know what it's like? And so we decided to not add a couple of things into the compensation plan in exchange for these really nice trips. Lots of companies have a single trip. There are a couple of companies that have two trips. I don't know many that have three trips. And the first one is going to be a trip at the Diamond rank, going to be similar to what we've been doing with our drive-ins and fly-ins, where they get two nights in Long Beach. We'll pay for their hotel room. We'll pay for their food. We'll do a little goodie bag. We won't be paying for their airfare. And actually, through the end of the year, we're going to do a $1,000 bonus for somebody who hits Diamond for the first time. And so those, especially on the East Coast, that want to use that $1,000 to pay for airfare, they really have no excuse not to come to see the manufacturing tour. And we know that once they see the facility, they get locked into our philosophy, and they get to meet all of you and the team and the facility, and they feel good about being involved with Curium at a deeper level. We're going to do a Blue Diamond trip that's basically like the Transformation Challenge retreat. It's going to be a three-night trip over at the Native Springs Oasis in Central California. That will include airfare, and then we'll have a Crown trip that's a six-night trip to a high-end resort. We'll do that once a year, and our first one will not be until 2014. We will have a new flyer that's going to go in the starter kits that's going to promote just the trips, and that should be a fun new piece and let people do some dream building when they come into the business to say, oh my gosh, I'd love to see the facility, or oh wow, I'd love to go on a wellness retreat at Dave's place, or you know, wouldn't that be cool to spend some time with my group in Hawaii or in Mexico or in the Caribbean, wherever it may be. So those are the big things that we're going to be adding, lots of new stuff. And, you know, honestly, some of that's going to be paid for with the new Premier program. So for those who do not switch over and upgrade to Premier and don't set up a backup order, we're going to be getting more money from them. They're going to be only getting 20% off for themselves, only 20% off for their customers, the spread between themselves and their customers. So some of that is going to pay for some of these upgrades and improvements, and we think that's money really well spent. So from top to bottom, if you look at the compensation plan, I tried to spell it out clearly in red, the things that are going to get worse, change for the worse. In green, the things that are going to change for the better. And then most of the stuff, as you see, is blue, and that's a whole bunch of new stuff. So I am confident, having had a few conversations with some leaders and, you know, across the whole company, that this is going to be received as a very, very big positive change. So while the Premier program, people are a little tentative about it, and I'm not so sure if it's good or if it's not so good, I know that this is going to be received as a big, big positive. Now, there'll be lots of questions, and that's why we're going to go over this. So as you can see, the first little change is at the associate rank. We changed the minimum personal volume requirements to 50 points instead of 25. The 25 there was in some ways confusing. It was a leftover from our original compensation plan. And also, as people were trying to enroll and get a certain number of active people in their business, they were just buying 25-point packs, and really that's too low of a level, especially considering that we count customers' volume toward personal volume requirements in this regard. So we are going to be moving that up to 50 to make it consistent, and that also helps create consistency with our Premier program. We're not going to have a recruiter's pool, as I said. We're not going to have a consultant creator pool, as I said. And we're also not going to have matching bonuses through the executive level up till Diamond. And so we're replacing the recruiter's pool with this promotion, this gold pack, this gold rush promotion. And we're trading out the consultant creator pool and the matching bonuses at the lower levels for a $50, $100, and $200 achievement and a $50, $100, and $200 matching bonus for consultant, director, and executive. Now, these matching bonuses, the person, it's going to follow the enroller tree. So that's a small change. The consultant creator pool used to follow the placement tree. So this is going to follow the enroller tree. And the person who is trying to qualify to get those matching bonuses must be at the rank or higher than the person who achieves it. So if I make it to director and you're my upline and you're not a director, you're not going to get the $100. So that encourages you to move as fast or faster than the people below you. Now, we also are not going to have roll-up on those matching bonuses. So the person who is the enroller is the only one who has the opportunity to earn that $50, $100, and $200. So we have roll-up and compression on most of our compensation plan. But in this case, we don't want to have roll-up because in the example I just used, if I make it to director and you don't make it to director and it just rolls up to the person above you, well, the person above you may not tell you how important it is for you to get to director. So we want the person above you to help you get to director so that you get paid as well as we, as well as I get paid. So we always want to try to create a situation where the people who are getting paid are the ones doing the work and that there's incentives to advance and there's never a disincentive for the upline to trick you into not advancing. So I hope that's clear. We can, you know, have a question and answer session to go through it a little bit more, but I'm confident these achievement bonuses and matching bonuses, especially toward the end of the month, are really going to create some excitement. So here I am, I'm pushing for director, I'm trying to get my $100, you're at my upline, and now you realize, oh my gosh, I better get enough active people in my business so that I also can get to director. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of activity that's going to happen toward the end of the month. And that's another thing that's great about the Premier program is because most of the volume in the company is going to be done through the first 21 days, then people can really focus on rank advancements and really focus on the last 10 days of enrolling new people. So there's lots of big improvements and simplicity on the front end of the plan. The Diamond ranks, we didn't change that much. We did add some structure to the Diamond ranks, and that's something that we think is important as people start to build their business. We don't want them relying just on one person. We had a very loose structure, and still our structure is relatively loose, but you can see that to be a Diamond now, you need to have three consultant legs. To be a Green Diamond, which used to be called Double Diamond, we changed the name of that one. To be a Green Diamond, you need three director legs. To be a Blue Diamond, you need three executive legs, et cetera. So as an example, Jackie and Bob Page, you know, they've structured their business. Most of the business is structured under Bob. Jackie doesn't have a lot of stuff structured under her, but she's been riding along as a Double Diamond, pushing for Blue Diamond. Now she's going to have to add structure as well. To get compensated appropriately, and they're aware of that, and they're on board with that, and now they're going to go and do more work to get Jackie better structured and enroll better people and build those people up. As we go across, we talked about the trips and the new trips that are available. We lowered the lifestyle bonus just a little bit at the Black Diamond level, not a big deal, and then we added second-generation matching bonuses for Green Diamond, Blue Diamond, Black Diamond, and Red Diamond. So as we look at people's business like Kathy and Ian, people that are qualifying at Blue and Black Diamond, it appears as though the second-generation matching bonuses are actually bigger or would be bigger if we paid them out to the regular matching bonuses. So this is a nice improvement, and the Diamonds are going to be very excited about that improvement. Also, we've changed the Diamond pool, which used to be a 4% pool, and we made it two separate pools, one that's 1%, one that's 2%. So the Diamonds and Green Diamonds will be sharing a 1% pool. The Blue, Black, and Red Diamonds will be sharing a 2% pool. the shares will be split amongst the diamond and green diamond, one share for a diamond, two for a green diamond, and we believe that the pool payout to them will be lower than what they're currently experiencing, but the blue, black, and red diamonds will be getting one, two, and three shares in the 2% pool. Those payouts should be more. So if there was one rank that that maybe is seeing a little bit of downsizing, it's the diamond rank, but that's only for our old or current diamonds. Anybody who's looking at the diamond rank, because of our one-time $1,000 bonus, because of our trip to Long Beach, they're going to be seeing some nice improvements. So, you know, if there's one group of people that might be a little upset, are our current diamonds or green diamonds. They've got a little bit more structure. They're going to be getting paid a little bit less, but they know it, and I've talked to several of them, and they're all focused now on getting the blue diamond because the blue diamond is going to be getting, a nicer pool payout. It's going to be getting, the second-generation match, and certainly at black diamond with the second-generation match being at 10%, that's going to start to pay out more. But basically, we didn't add a lot of dollars into our diamond ranks. We feel like we pay our diamonds pretty fairly. And really what we did was we added a whole bunch of money and opportunity at the crown ranks. And so we're at the point in our business where we want people pointing toward, these much bigger payouts. And I'm not going to go through piece by piece, but I will point out a couple of things. I think most of it is relatively self-explanatory. The personal volume requirement's a little bit higher. The number of active enrolled people's a little bit higher. The group volume requirements are certainly higher. That's the main way that you move up. We are going to include 9 levels of group volume. And I hear somebody who just joined the call. Who just joined us?
It's Marcel Wolf.
Oh, hey, Marcel. Are you calling in for our training call?
For David.
For the support call?
Yeah.
Okay, good enough. Well, I was just recording an audio, but I will finish it up right now. So thanks for joining us, Marcel, and for our call center team, thanks for listening in, and I'll finish this up at another time.
All right, thank you.
Bye now.